Well, I want to tell you about the sales going on at Uwajimaya now, and a special thing that we have to tell you about. In my hand, cousin.
Yes, Mr. Humility.
Okay, why are you calling me Mr. Humility?
No, because you should be very proud of this. Go, tell.
Well,
it's really
just,
fun.
No, you tell me what you want to tell, because I'm over
hey,
here
hand
all
me the, book.
The kind, all
hand
upset.
Me the
I still
book.
Hurt right now because you call me
no.
that kind of name, Mr. Humility.
No, this is something. This is really amazing. Okay, so Uwajimaya put out a celebrity cookbook, and so it's got all great kind of amazing folks in it. And with really wonderful recipes. Some people, I had no idea they lived in the Pacific Northwest.
Like who?
Well, that Tom Skerritt guy. Oh, well, Yuji. I knew Yuji was in here, but...
Kenny G stay in that book?
Yes, yes. And then...
Ann Curry,
yeah, because I knew she was from Portland. But anyway, so it's all recipes from famous people from the Pacific Northwest. And, of course... Our brother Gomes is in there.
Go to page 15.
Page 15, and he has his mother's Portuguese sweetbread breakfast rolls. Yeah,
I can sweet rolls. Portuguese sweetbread sweet rolls. Auntie Ann, mom's and Auntie Ann's Portuguese sweet rolls.
That is so awesome, and they look incredibly ono.
They're very good.
This cookbook looks like a great cookbook, and is it a fundraiser, or is it just a...
Yeah, you can buy it at Uwajimaya, like about $8, $9, and the net proceeds, some go to the American Diabetes Association.
Right on.
And it features all the different menu items, different items from all these guys. In fact, Kenny G is like something like shrimp scallopini is his feature.
Oh, really? Because I was looking, everybody seems very Uwajimaya-ish, you know, like Asian cuisine.
Well, you can probably get all the stuff in there too, but it's awesome. Yeah. There's a lot of different a lot of different recipes to take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
So go to Uwajimaya, pick up yours now, and then you can mail them to your friends if they want to. And it has some really ono recipes. What page you stay on now?
Well, now I'm looking at page 23, and this guy, B.D. Wong, who I had no idea his name was B.D. Wong, but he's a guy from Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Yeah,
so I totally recognize
the psychologist.
Yeah. I love him, and he has, now my fan, Chinese sticky rice. Looks really ono.
And what's really fabulous about the Uwajimaya cookbook is that it also talks about the start of Uwajimaya, how they started the store. It also talks, and they're not afraid to say, back in the 1940s was the dark time for Uwajimaya. Because the husband and wife who created the store were sent to the intern camps in the 1940s.
Wow.
And then they had to come back, and then they opened the store again.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, chicken skin.
That's,
you read that
kind
of stuff.
Those times are dark.
Terrible.
Times.
So take a look at that cookbook so you can enjoy the cookbook.
Go buy your cookbook and then bring them over and have Brother Gomes sign them.
Oh, please sign them. You're right. If they bring their cookbook to me, I'm going to demand that they make that Portuguese sweet bread, and I'm going to demand they bring the rolls before I sign anything.
Right, exactly. Don't shop without the rolls.
Exactly.
He's not signing nothing. He is a big star, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
He's a diva.
So,
what's the male equivalent of a diva?
Not one diva.
What is it?
I want one. Devo? One mock. I don't want more. Am I a mock?
No, you're not a mock. You're a Devo.
I'm not Teely. I know that much. I'm not Panty. I'm a little bit tough guy. You know what I mean?